Well, coming up on today's show, we'll take a look ahead at the influential What Car Awards here in the UK and see which EVs have made the shortlist. A new partnership with Tesla's battery partner Panasonic, but this time Panasonic and Toyota joining forces. And a new Hyundai Ioniq with a longer battery is now confirmed. Longer, bigger. You know what I mean. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. Monday, 21st of January today, start of a brand new week. My name is Martin Lee, and I've been through every EV story I could find over the weekend and just picked out the four big ones that I think you need to know about. Thank you, as always, to MyEV.com for helping make this podcast. They have built the world's first marketplace all about buying and selling electric cars, and you can find out more about them as well if you head on to MyEV.com. Totally free. Not need to buy and sell, but to learn about those cars as well. So tomorrow night here in the UK, it's the What Car Awards. Very long-running and influential awards night. The What Car Awards tomorrow night will name the best new cars on sale in the UK and crown one of them the overall champion as their Car of the Year 2019. Well, these are the cars in contention then. We'll take a look at the EVs specifically. What Car has now revealed a shortlist of 61 new models of all various shapes, sizes, types and powertrains in contention for the Car of the Year title. The winner will be announced tomorrow. The awards are going to be in London at the Car of the Year Awards Ceremony, held in association with Warranty Direct and BNP Paribas Cardiff. So, these are the EVs that have made the shortlist. There's the Hyundai Kona EV. They say the all-electric version of the Kona electric SUV offers a huge range, great driving position, and is spacious. They also nominated in their list of 61 shortlisted cars the Hyundai Nexo. They call it an EV, an electric car. It's powered by hydrogen, but of course the hydrogen charges the battery. An official range, by the way, of 497 miles. I'm not sure where you'd fill it up. So I'm not sure it's going to be classed the winner, because it also costs £60,000. But good to see a hydrogen car on the shortlist. The Jaguar I-Pace has made the What Car shortlist. An appealing option, they say, whether you're after an EV or just simply a luxury SUV that happens to be an EV. It offers a big range between charges, futuristic looks, and entertaining handling, they say. Two more. They name the Kia e-Niro, the all-electric version of the Niro SUV. It's got a 253-mile range on their real range tests. They do their own tests, and of course they recognise the various numbers that various countries put on them, but they do their own real range test, and they say it's 253. Quick on the road, they say, and spacious inside. And finally, on the short list as potentially Car of the Year, is the Nissan ENV 200 Kombi. Well, that is the electric van / MPV. Basically, seating for up to seven people, an official range of 187 miles on that, and like most EVs, it'll get you up to speed very pleasantly, it says, and pretty quickly. You can also take the seats out and get it in a panel van configuration as well. So I will let you know who wins those awards probably Wednesday morning. Well, definitely Wednesday morning. On Tuesday night, the winners will be announced. Wouldn't it be just so good if an EV could win the overall winner as well? Be a real sign of where we are heading to in 2019. Where are Toyota and Panasonic heading? Moving on to our next story. They're heading towards a partnership, a new joint venture. They're joining forces next year to make batteries for EVs to compete with the Chinese rivals. A source familiar with the matter told Reuters in a new Reuters report the joint venture, which will be owned by Toyota, 51%, 49% Panasonic, could also provide batteries to Toyota's EV partners, Mazda and Subaru. Under a planned joint venture, Panasonic would shift most of its prismatic battery-related equipment and facilities in Japan and China to the joint venture, while those producing batteries for the US EV maker Tesla will remain under the company, the source said. Of course, the prismatic batteries are used in most EVs, whereas Tesla using the cylindrical, what's sometimes called laptop batteries, because laptop batteries are the 18650s, like basically very, very big AA batteries. Of course, the newer Teslas, like the Model 3, use a new form factor completely, the 2170s, which are like super big batteries, but they're still cylindrical. That's not very technical. I'm trying to welcome new people to the podcast, by the way, and make sure everyone's up to speed. Renault got up to speed in 2018 and ended the year on a high. The end of the year for Renault was pretty significant as the French manufacturer reported sales of 7,000 EVs in the month of December alone, which is almost 80% more than a year ago, an all-time record, says Mark Kane at InsideEVs.com. Outstanding results are the fruit of record sales of both the Zoe and the Kangoo Zeddy. That's the smaller van. The numbers for December are the 5,611 for the Zoe. That's about 40,000, over 40,000 for the year. The Renault Kangoo van did about 1,300, just over that, for the month, and about 9,000 for the year. And the Renault Master Zeddy, I think that's the bigger one, isn't it, the Master? Only 26 of them in the month and 102 over the year, but it is new. Well, moving on to the Jaguar I-Pace. Fred at Electric had about 4 days or so in the I-Pace in California. Pretty long review, well worth a read on his Electric page. In conclusion, he says, a lot to like about the I-Pace. One of the best looking vehicles, he says, out there, periods. The range is going to be good enough for most people if you plan to use it to get around the city. It would be hard to take the vehicle on a road trip, he says, that requires more than two full charges, at least until the non-Tesla charging infrastructure with over 100 kilowatts of capacity becomes more extensive. In his review, by the way, he does mention that he stopped off at the Electrify America chargers and they wouldn't work with the I-Pace, which of course is CCS compatible. It's starting to be the case in Europe, he says, with things like the Ionity network, but less so in the UK, and that will be reflected in sales of the I-Pace, he thinks, so the US could eventually catch up. I think the I-Pace would make a great family vehicle, he says, if you're not expecting the space of a full-size SUV. Right, final story today. The hybrid and plug-in hybrid versions of the Hyundai Ioniq are going to get a facelift in July, but then 2 months later, it's now been confirmed the EV, pure EV version of the Ioniq will get its update then, says Pedro at Push EVs. So it's good to have some confirmation of this. I've kind of heard things, you know, as you do, and I've not wanted to mention it because, well, until it's official, it's not official, is it? But it does pretty much exactly match what I'd been told. The battery on the Ioniq is increasing from 28 to 38.3 kilowatt hours. That's a 37% increase. The range is going to go up from 280 to 378 kilometres on the old NEDC range. That's about the same as the Nissan Leaf with a bigger battery, by the way. The 40 kilowatt hour battery. The fact that the battery capacity goes up 37%, but the range only 35%, is a conclusion that maybe the battery is slightly heavier. But the car is still very efficient. By the way, the Ioniq is a very efficient car. The LTP range, which is a bit more realistic, LTP should go from 204 to 277 kilometres. The EPA range, my favourite, by the way, which is, I think, the most real world, EPA range will go from 124 in the current model to 168 miles on less than 40 kilowatt hours. Again, very, very efficient car. In the summer, you get a bit more, maybe in the winter a little bit less, but that's ballpark, and that's a great bit of news for fans of the Ioniq that can't wait for the upgrade. Well, thank you very much to everyone who's sent me their answers so far for Question of the Week. A new question set by myev.com, and a brand new Question of the Week for you to chip in and answer, please. If you're not an EV driver yet, what's the best way? How would you like to get your first taste of EV driving? Maybe a test drive, borrowing one from a friend or family member, maybe hiring one for the weekend, maybe going to an experience centre. And if you are already an EV driver, thinking back to before you did drive one, how would you have liked to have gotten into an EV if you could go back and do it all again? Let me know. Email hello at evnewsdaily.com. You can use the comment section of YouTube and Facebook and myev.com as well to leave your answer. Thank you to 176 patrons of the podcast whose generosity means we get to make this show every single day. And if you would like to add your name, and I'd love to read your name out, by the way, you can add your name to patreon.com, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. As always, thank you to our premium partners, Phil. Now, Phil Roberts at Electric Future, that's EF.energy. Hello to Paul Hussey and the gang at electricmotoring.net. If you're in Chicago travelling through, flying in and you want to get behind the wheel of a Tesla and hire one, check out electricmotoring.net. And hello to Brad Crosby as well, our latest member of the gang. Thank you very much to everyone who's downloaded an episode over the weekend. But remember, there are 363 previous shows online for free where you get podcasts from. Hit subscribe, means you can get it first and free and automatically. And if you could take 2 minutes to write a little review. Ooh, that'd be amazing, actually, because you know what? Reviews power most things these days, like recommendations. And it goes never such a long way. Come and say hi on the socials by searching EV News Daily. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and I'll catch you tomorrow.